the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. We're going to be talking about education. Colonel Moore was with the military for many years, retired, and instead of just going off and enjoying life, he set out to try to make this a better world. And certainly, one of his concerns is what's happening to education. Certainly in the schools today, our children get no moral foundation. In fact, they're told, do whatever you want to. They're told in kindergarten that homosexuality is perfectly all right. The purpose of education is to destroy the faith in God, faith in country, faith in family of our children. They're doing a great job of it. And that's one reason why we have such an increase in crime, why certainly 50% of our Christian marriages end in divorce, why we have so many problems in America today, is because they have systematically destroyed the moral foundation of this country, and our churches will not take a stand. Every church should be a school, because no child should be going to a government school today and lose their faith in God and family and country. Colonel Moore, you go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, Dr. Monteith. It's always good to be with you. It's always good to be with you.
Right, good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Well, I'm the founder and president of the Exodus Mandate Project, and our webpage is exodusmandate.org, and we've been operating as a Christian ministry for about 15 years formerly. Our mission is to try to get churches and families, Christian families, to get out of the public school system, or the government school system as we call them, and go to the promised land or the safe sanctuary of K-12 Christian education, Christian schools, and homeschooling. And we've been kind of having a slow, rough slog of it for years because, as you pointed out, so many churches and Christians are still wed to the state-run public school system. And we teach that that's inconsistent with their Christian profession. Part of our, one of our planks or slogans is that the scriptures or Jesus Christ, and this would be, of course, the Old and the New Testament attest to this, assign the education of children, particularly the K-12 level, to the family with assistance from the church. And the state or government has no role in educating our children. Of course, we know that all 50 of the states have mandated state education. It's embedded in their constitutions in many cases. Of course, there's no provision for it at the federal level in the federal constitution. But at the state level, we do have state-run public schools, a system of free public schools embedded in the constitution, in the state constitutions. So the federal government, if they are involved in education, particularly like the Department of Education, they're really usurping the federal constitution. There's no provision for that at all. And all the bills, No Child Left Behind, Goals 2000, all these things have been going on for really since Carter in a very serious way. He was the one that put the Department of Education in. Really unconstitutional at the federal level. But sadly, most conservatives are pretty ignorant on this, and they all say, well, we just get a federal government out of education, everything will be okay. Not so. Nope. I want to blow a whistle on that. We say that some of the worst liberals that are doing the most harm to your children are your next-door neighbors that work in your local public schools. So we want to get the government at every level out of education. We don't think the states, the local communities should be involved in it at all. But we do have a problem that it is in, you know, in our state constitutions. And most of that was done, particularly in the southern region, was done after the Civil War, for the southern states to re-enter the Union after the South was defeated. They had to put into their constitutions a plank that would they would set up a series of state-run, tax-subsidized public schools. And so this was this problem goes back really to the 1830s and 1840s in the New England area, and then in the southern region into the 1870s, 1860s, and 1870s after the Civil War. Of course, we know much of the West was, you know, developed, you know, at, way after the Civil War, the other states came into the Union. So we do now have a national state-sponsored education system. And we're really trying to get the churches to realize it's not a biblical model. It's theologically incorrect and improper theologically or biblically. And that's where Christians need to start. We need to ask the question, or we need to follow the admonition, thus saith the Lord. It's not, you know, a system, any social, societal, governmental system that doesn't have scriptural theological basis really is off limits for committed Christians.
And of course, there is no way that you can correct our public schools. They just forget about it. You're not going to change them. You can get on the school board. You can work your heart out, but you're not going to change it because, of course, they've taken any mention of God or certainly of Christianity.
Yeah, that's one of the main points
we make. Out of our schools, you can't have a Bible in a public school. Now, you can have a Bible, and when you get to prison, that's a government institution. It's all right to have a Bible in a government institution as long as it's a prison, but don't you ever bring a Bible to our public schools. Ladies and gentlemen, forget about trying to improve the public schools. If you love your children, get them out of the public schools, and there are lots of very good alternatives that will give your child a fighting chance in this terrible world we live in. Right ahead, Ray.
Important for people to know this history a little bit, though, how we got here, because most people think this problem of God being taken out and the Bible being taken out started in the you know, famous prayer and Bible reading decisions in 1962 and 63. But it really goes back to the founding era of state education. And we've got a movie out, and I hope you want to talk about that today. I'm the executive producer for a movie that's been out a year and a half.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Ray Moore.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Ray Moore, Colonel Ray Moore, was talking about certainly the failed educational system. And don't think that you're going to change this. You're not going to. I mean, I started 50 years ago on this. Nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse. Certainly, there's a wonderful movie out. Colonel Moore was part of the group that put this movie together. I've seen it. I recommend it. I think it does a great job of explaining what's going on in public education. Why don't you tell our listeners about the DVD, Colonel?
Okay, the movie is called Indoctrination, and the subtitle is The Rise of Public Education and the Demise of Christianity in America. And we believe we can make a compelling case that one of the main culprits for the destruction of our Christian culture and heritage is state-run public education. Because this indoctrination has really been going on for decades, six, eight generations, it's not a new thing. And I am the executive producer. Exodus Mandate is a sponsor, and so we put up some of the funds for the movie, a substantial portion. It's the message of Exodus Mandate, and is our agenda. But Colin Gunn and Joaquin Fernandez were the professional film producers who actually did the movie. Colin Gunn is the director-producer along with Joaquin Fernandez, who is our media consultant for Exodus Mandate. These are really top-flight film producers. They happen to be committed Christians and homeschool parents. So it wasn't like there was just a job for them. It was a labor of love. And when they put this movie together. And Colin Gunn is the actor in the movie, and Joaquin Fernandez is the man behind the camera. We're happy to report that the movie actually took first place in the documentary category at the Independent San Antonio Christian Film Festival in 2011. They won the Jubilee Award as the best Christian documentary for that year. And they were runner-up to the movie Courageous as the best overall Christian movie for 2011. This is one time maybe being second is good because a lot of people saw Courageous. They know about it. It was in a lot of the theaters, a very well-done Christian movie. And so we get listed as runner-up, so people take a look and say, what is this movie, Indoctrination? So it gives us a little bit of attention because we were runner-up to that really outstanding Christian movie, Courageous.
Well, we think it's an excellent movie. DVD, we actually carry Indoctrination. You can get it by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. But it is a well-done DVD that brings the information out, and you can utilize this not only for your family but for others. We must make our people understand the purpose of public schools is not to educate our children, but to destroy their faith in God, family, and country. But this is a very, very good DVD. Go right ahead.
Right. We had one basic objective, and we sort of added a couple more, but we created it with the purpose to give a tool to homeschool families, Christian school families, Tea Party people, those kind of people, to help them be able to extract and deliver their families, their neighbors, their fellow church members, even their pastors, from the public school system. And we do know it's working. We have so many stories to tell of people who have looked at the movie and have dropped out of public education. We think that's happening right now by the tens of thousands all over the land. The movie's been out about a year and a half, and we are, it's hard to track this because we have so many different small ministries, medium-sized ministries that are promoting it, but it seems to have a rejuvenating or re-energizing life. You remember the movie Expelled a few years ago was a big budget Christian movie, very well done, did very well. I think it was a $20 million deal. And it kind of had a very short shelf life. I mean, you don't hear about it anymore. People are not utilizing it that much anymore. People looked at it and benefited, but they didn't seem to be wanting to recycle it. And our movie is getting really shown everywhere. We've got people have set up small organizations and ministries, and all they do is just go around town showing our movie in churches and Tea Party groups, homeschool support groups. So we think we could be up at a three-quarter of a 1 million viewers now, you know, which is pretty good when you're just doing it, you know, one-on-one. We have shown it at a lot of homeschool conventions. Some churches are showing it. So we think it has an ability to extract people from public education, which is what we need to do, and by the millions because of a damage and absolute harm that's coming to our children through state-run public education.
Amen. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. We'd love to hear from you. But this is just so vitally important that now we have a tool that you can utilize with people that beautifully shows the failure of public education and why it is so vitally important if you love your children to get them out of the government indoctrination schools. Go right
Doug
ahead.
Doug Phillips, the president of Vision 4, made this comment about the film. He said, this film is a tool for which we have been waiting for the last 20 years. And we think it is something that all the different groups can rally around. Now, there's a second purpose of the movie, which we didn't anticipate so much, but it really is a incredible benefit. The movie will immunize or vaccinate Christian homeschool families and Christian school parents from putting their children back in public schools. We're having a lot of attrition, maybe up to 25% attrition in the homeschool, Christian school ranks. It's a hard job to do it year after year. Sometimes people get weary of it. They get discouraged. They wonder if they're doing a good job. Private Christian school is expensive. And so they kind of give up sometimes around the middle school years. And we've had many stories where people don't. They turn back. Let me give you one example. I met a young Air Force sergeant at in the Nashville, Tennessee homeschool convention about 3 months ago. And he already had the movie, came by my booth, and he already had the movie and was circulating and showing it in his church and in his town there in Dayton, Ohio. And he told me this story, and I think it's very typical of what's happening. It was a very exciting story. He said he's in a small little Bible church, and the pastor is a bivocational, and they are homeschool parents like most of the other families in the church, but it's a small church of less than 100 people. And so they were struggling financially to be able to support the pastor as they needed to. And so I think his wife was maybe thinking about getting a job, and they were going to have to put the children back in public school at the middle school years. They thought they were mature and old enough now, maybe they could handle it. And so the sergeant went over to their house, and the two couples together looked at indoctrination. And when it was over, the mother, the pastor's wife, was crying. And she said, we can't do it. We can't go back. We're going to have to find a way and trust the Lord. And so they determined, after looking at our movie, to continue on with homeschooling their three or four children. And I was so excited to hear that because I'm a minister myself and retired Army chaplain. And I said to him, I said, you saved your pastor's children. And he just got the biggest smile on his face. And that's the kind of stories we're getting. People are using this movie, and they're getting their friends out, and they're going into homeschooling or private Christian school by the thousands, maybe by the tens of thousands. And we're just seeing this all over the country. We're getting the movie. The movie has been translated into Russian and Spanish. And right now we're working on getting it dubbed, so we'll actually have a separate Spanish and Russian version of the movie available for those groups. We think we might even be able to get it shown on Christian TV in Russia. A lot of people don't know that there's perhaps a half a million or more Slavic Christians, Baptists and Pentecostals, who fled the old Soviet Union right after the Iron Curtain came down, ostensibly in 1989-1992 period, and they immigrated here in large numbers, and they're real committed Christians. And they hate the public school system. And so we're working with some of their pastors to try to perhaps get the movie in their churches, because they mostly, a lot of them still speak Russian, and then, you know, maybe not, you know, really faithful on English yet. But this is what we're doing. We're working in different language groups, and we've actually been contacted by a Chinese group, but it hasn't proceeded very far. So we think this is a tool that the Tea Party, the homeschool movement, the Christian school movement could use. It will grow homeschooling and Christian schooling. And even though we are 3-5% of the population homeschooling now, we're still vulnerable to attacks from the government and from the state on Christian education and homeschooling. So we think that one of the protections for our movement is to grow it. If we are numerous enough, right now we could be 2.5 million to 3 million homeschoolers and probably 1.5 to 2 million private Christian schoolers. But the state is very unhappy with this development, and they would like to shut it down if they could.
Well, I certainly think it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or a comment, maybe you think public schools are fine, or certainly Christians should be there in the schools trying to change them. And let me tell you, there's no way you're going to. The DVD is called Indoctrination. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But we have real problems in America. Have you noticed the tempo of violence is increasing? The tempo of crime is increasing? That many of our young people, certainly, when they go to public schools, they come out dedicated atheists. And certainly all the things that the parents have tried to instill in them have been destroyed. And that's the purpose of public education, is indoctrination with a belief in all the things that the parents don't want the children to believe in, but that is why they want them in the public schools. That's the best way to control their minds. It will take them decades, many times, to unlearn what they learned in public schools. So basically, certainly this DVD, Indoctrination, circulating across the country, we are very enthusiastic about it. And it is moving very, very well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's not booming, but it's a strong, steady growth. It continues to pick up, and we guess right now, again, I mentioned it's hard to track this because we have so many different ministries pushing it, and we don't have a central clearinghouse. But Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham's ministry has really been pushing it. Vision Forum, Doug Phillips, American Vision, InfoWars with Alex Jones has pushed it quite a bit. He's done very well promoting the movie. Exodus Mandate, that's my ministry. We've got probably a dozen or so medium to large, well, a lot of them are small ministries. I would say that Vision Forum, Answers in Genesis, and American Vision are large ministries. But there's a lot of small, medium-sized ministries that are moving about the hundreds and some by the thousands. But we guess it could be 3,000 to 4,000 individual families or churches or small organizations that are using it on a regular basis, taking it and passing it around the neighbors, showing it. We've got a young friend over in Augusta, Georgia, who actually created a ministry around our movie, around the movie Agenda, and some of these very hard-hitting conservative Christian movies. And he basically just has his volunteer work is just to go around that area around Augusta, Georgia, and show the movie in churches and Tea Party groups. And I think he's just done it dozens of times. So,
hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters, we can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and President of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We're talking about the DVD, Indoctrination, and you can get that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We think it's a wonderful, wonderful vehicle for dealing with Christian parents who are concerned about their children but think that, well, there's nothing wrong with public schools. We can change the public schools. Or our children certainly are sound in their Christian beliefs. They'll be able to get along all right. And ladies and gentlemen, your child doesn't stand a chance because the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. And they're after their soul. Well, Ray, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit how to get in touch with your ministry?
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Once again, our telephone number, if you're out the listening audience, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Ray, why don't you tell our listeners about your ministry and what you're trying to accomplish?
Okay, our ministry is called the Exodus Mandate Project, and the webpage is exodusmandate.org, exodusmandate.org, and they'll see a lot of information about our vision, our strategy, and some information about the indoctrination movie as well. And the movie is probably the strongest thing that we've been involved in since our founding, even though I did have a movie back in the early 2000s called Let My Children Go. It's not nearly as well done as this one, but it has similar themes. Some of the people in that movie have passed away. But and we probably sold 6,000 or 7,000 of that one. But this one has just done so much better, and it's got a lot more universal support across the boards from other Christian groups that I didn't have, 10 years ago. Also, the movie has been endorsed by Ted Bayer and Cal Thomas. These are two well-known national Christian leaders. Cal Thomas is one of the leading columnists in the nation, and he's endorsed the movie, and he says every Christian parent with a child in government school should see this movie. So we've gotten some good endorsements, and Ted Bayer runs Movie Guide, and he gave us a hand in the movie. He critiqued it, helped us improve it. He's run support for it on Movie Guide. He came to South Carolina recently for some events on behalf of our ministry. And so we've been able to pick up some, fairly well-known national leaders such as that. You have mentioned in your previous comments about reforming public education. This is one of the main themes of the movie, that this is an impossibility. And Christians, we have to fight the devil and the Christians on this. I mean, I'm just appalled and constantly amazed at the blindness of so many born-again Christians and then the conservative right movement out there struggling and fighting to try to fix public education. It's not God's ordained method of education. So God is not blessing an effort to fix something that he has not created. We've got disarray in our families today, and we're trying to reform and fix the family. We have a lot of marriages that are failing, but God ordained marriage. That's his holy institution, it says in Malachi, the holy institution which I love, says the Lord. And so we can fix marriage because it's ordained of God. The churches are in terrible confusion and disarray in many cases. Some of them have gotten pretty off doctrinally, but that's still God's ordained institution, which he loves. He loves his church. And so it's okay to try to fix the church, reform the church, and try to fix the family, but it's not okay to try to fix public education because it's an institution that was set up and organized against God in the very beginning. A lot of people, as I said earlier, think it went bad in 1962 and 63. No, it went bad at the founding era in the 1830s and 1840s. Horace Mann, everybody agrees, is the father of public education. He was a virulent anti-Christian and a Unitarian and a socialist. All of the early founders of public education were liberal socialists, and in many cases they were Unitarians, which means they weren't Trinitarian, and Christianity is a Trinitarian faith. So this is what we've been up against. So trying to fix public education is worse than time wasted because it can't be done. You're not going to be successful. And you're basically giving Christians a false hope that it's okay to leave their children there because it can be reformed. I have a lot of friends in the conservative public school reform movement right now. The issue of Common Core standards is a huge issue all through the Christian and conservative movement. We are unalterably opposed to the Common Core standards because it will give the state and government more and more control over our children in public education, and will, you know, bring in methodology which will be harmful. But it's futile to try to reform it. We need to oppose it and expose it. But most of the energy of the conservative movement fighting Common Core is trying to repeal it. We need to use this moment with the Common Core as a opportunity to expose it and cause people to leave the system. And many are. But you give people a false hope that that can be repealed, and it's already implemented in 45 of the 50 states, and you know, I don't think it's going to be repealed. The conservative movement, the conservative public school reformers, are a lot like the Wile E. Coyote, if you remember those old Roadrunner cartoons in the theaters years ago when we were younger. Now, we're the Wile E. Coyote, the conservative running around chasing the Roadrunner. And he was always getting the boulder dropped on him, falling off of a cliff. He never caught that Roadrunner, and he was smashed and beaten up at every turn. And if you look back at 40 or 50, even 60 years of conservative public school reform, they haven't won one battle. And 10, 20 years ago, we were all fighting outcome-based education and Goals 2000, and we didn't defeat it. But it kind of went away and dissipated as an energy issue, and then up came No Child Left Behind, and the conservatives all fought that, and they didn't defeat it. And now Common Core is on the horizon. They're fighting that. They're not going to defeat it. So we're turning into a laughingstock and a joke by this strategy of trying to stop or fix the public schools. And, you know, I hate to laugh at my friends, but they're really starting to look pretty silly with the conservative public school reform. The only way we will defeat them, you don't defeat a power by protesting and complaining, oh, Mr. Liberal, please stop being bad and hurt my children. They're just laughing at you. The way you defeat them is you create a rival power or a rival system. And that would be a growing large number of private Christian schools and millions of children being homeschooled. We will defeat them when we offer an alternative system which will rejuvenate and renew our society. What we're saying, Dr. Monteith, with the education of children, it's not just about me and my
children. Hold that thought, Ray. We'll be back in just a moment here. And if you have a question, give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Colonel Ray Moore. We're talking about this movie on the DVD, Indoctrinated. Then we're talking about Common Core. Now, Common Core is the new federal educational program, indoctrination program, which is being introduced all across America. And we have a wonderful DVD on it. We have a 4-CD set. We have a book. You need to know what the plan is, because if now we would have a federal educational system, every child will have a computer. Certainly the teacher will not have anything to do with education. Simply get them to use this federal program, which will destroy their very souls. This, they know exactly what they're doing. Certainly there's no place in the Constitution where the federal government has any opportunity to do this. But schools all across America are being bribed with borrowed money. The government, federal government, doesn't have the money, so they're simply borrowing it to give to the schools to get them to go along with the Common Core curriculum, which will destroy the souls of your children. What, have you looked into Common Core, Ray? What do you think?
Yeah, we have looked into it. Of course, the main point I want to make, it's not new. People are acting like, oh, the Common Core is here. Like, you know, this is the first time anything like this has happened. We had the Common Core back in 1840 when Horace Mann set up the schools. The era we have to look at is state-sponsored education. That allows all this to happen. If it was a free market system run by churches and families, they would not be able to centralize it. So the Common Core is just more of a centralization and a creased bureaucracy of No Child Left Behind, Gold's 2000 School to Work. All these things have been going on for the last 50 years. Our people have got to get real. I'm against the Common Core, but to try to repeal it is a waste of energy and time, and they will not be successful. So we've got to give up these foolish agendas that our people have. I mean, I'm glad for the interest in it, and I've heard one major Christian leader said that we haven't had anything as strong as far as stirring people up in our community since the ERA issue back in the early 70s. But the problem is that they're very likely when they're stirred up and fighting against it to be deterred in having a wrong agenda, a wrong solution. And their solution is to try to get it repealed and try to get fight the legislature. Well, they need to try to get the legislators to repeal state education. Because that's the era. The scriptures give the education of children to the family and the church, not the government. It's a jurisdictional question. And Christians have gotten very confused on jurisdictions. The scriptures assign the church, the family, and the state or the government to have different roles. And government has a very limited, restricted role, according to Romans 13 and other texts. They basically have to be the umpire, to run the court system, to do the defense, police and military, but they do not have the social issues. They do not have education according to God's law. They certainly don't have the role of pastoral care and the things that the church provides. Let me give you an analogy that's kind of extreme, but it makes a point. Let's say the state of California passed a law starting Sunday, that your clergy are no longer needed to provide the sacraments or the ordinances or the rituals of the church, such as the Lord's Supper. We will appoint the trash men or the garbage men will be coming to your churches to provide that. We don't need your clergy anymore. What would the churches say and do? Would they say, oh, I guess it's all right if they put on clean clothes and take a bath? No, they would be up in arms. They would refuse, or they should. They said, you have no jurisdiction, state of California. Well, the state of California has no jurisdiction when it comes to raising and educating children either, but they've usurped that, going back 50, 100 years. And the only way we're going to get it back is we've got to take it back ourselves and start obeying Scripture. Scripture is very explicit about this. There's no provision for state education in the Bible. And we start obeying God, even if the state doesn't, and get our children out of these godless pagan schools. Our people many times see the right problem, but they don't have the right answer. And if we spend all of our time trying to repeal bad laws, we won't be able to put something new in place. The Christian community and the conservative community become purely reactionary. They just are against bad things. Well, it's important to be against bad things, and you certainly have to know what's wrong, but you've got to have a proactive plan of recovery and renewal. And the Exodus Mandate Movement and other groups like ours, we offer a comprehensive strategy and vision for renewal of church, family, and culture or nation. If we can recapture the education of millions of children, we can rebuild our country from the bottom up. But we're not going to fix public education. It's a fool's errand. And I spend half of my time trying to talk to my Christian brethren and my conservative brethren, who many I love and respect, because they're on a fool's errand trying to fix these public schools.
I think you're absolutely right. And if you're out there in the educational system, you realize there's no way we're going to change it. You can have the best and finest Christians as teachers, but they're not allowed to use moral values or certainly a mention of Christianity. And remember, you can have a Bible in prison, which is a public institution, but you can't have a Bible in school because it's a public institution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, maybe if we had a few Bibles in school, we wouldn't have so many people in prison today. Unfortunately, we have a real problem. We need to address it. One more time, get out your address for your ministry, Ray.
Okay. Thank you. We're the Exodus Mandate Project, and I'm E. Ray Moore. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, Army Reserve chaplain. I have 35 years in pastoral ministry or chaplain or as president of a Christian ministry. And we are a niche leader in the aggressive promotion of Christian education and homeschooling. And our webpage address is exodusmandate.org, exodusmandate.org. And our office number is area code 803-714-1744. That's exodusmandate.org. And I'm the executive producer of the new movie, Indoctrination. Colin Gunn and Joaquin Fernandez were the film producers.
God bless, and I endorse Ray. I know him personally. He's a friend. You can trust his information. God bless, Ray. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is Neil. We carry the film in Talk the Nation. We think it's important. We have a DVD on the Common Core curriculum. We have a 4-CD set. We carry the book. You need to get this. You need to help us get it out. And so you can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, this is all part of this Luciferian effort today to destroy America. We are under attack. We're not under attack from the communists or from the terrorists. We're funding al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria today. You can check this out on the Internet. Why would we be funding al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria? Well, we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan because there's never more than 100 members of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. It's all phony. We had 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and certainly then the Afghan army, about 300,000 of them, Afghan army and police, to fight 100 members of al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest put-on of all time. The whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. The whole thing is as phony as what happened on 9/11, when, of course, those buildings were brought down by controlled demolition, and they killed the Americans. And if they'll kill 3,000 or almost 3,000 Americans to get us into a war in Afghanistan, why, of course, they're going to kill an awful lot more as they consolidate the control here. This is not imaginary. It's real. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to find out who's behind this. You need, if you want more information on 9/11, of course, we have DVD sets, tape sets we did originally, 9/11, 9/11 update, and why did the buildings come down? You need to hear that, basically. You hear my interview with a man who was assigned the job. He was in charge of cleaning up building number 7 the day after. He was there the day after building 7 came down, and he said 99% certain it was controlled demolition. Well, Building 7 was controlled demolition. The whole thing is phony. Everything you're hearing is phony. The media is controlled. And, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled in America. And if you doubt it, you need to get a book by a left-wing professor called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly. Everything in the book is correct except the conclusion, that is, that the fact that the right-wing controls the media. But the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. The media is controlled by the Brotherhood. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're heading into some very difficult times financially. We're going to see increasing lawlessness in America. Begin to prepare for it. But help us in the meantime to reach as many people as we can. If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, understand that there is a small group of wealthy, powerful people who control America today, who control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces, for we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women and children, and for the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you, if you can, to support Radio Liberty financially, and if you can't, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot,